Toronto FC gets back on the pitch against the Portland Timbers Saturday at BMO Field. We will have the game on Sportsnet 590. The Fan will have a 5 p.m. pregame followed by 6 p.m. kickoff. Dan Riccio, our very own Dan Riccio, is TFC's play-by-play voice on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, he'll have the call of the game, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dan, thanks so much. Thanks so much for waiting for this. I appreciate it. So the transfer window is passed. I mean, I think teams still have what? The roster freezes in September, mid-September, right? I believe.
Yeah, you can still sign players who are free agents, not tied to any club.
Right.
But trades and transfers of that like, those are done for the year.
Is any surprise that we didn't see a little more?
Not really. I know TFC is in a bit of a bind salary cap-wise, given their roster. Timbez Pacheco has pretty much maximized everything that he could possibly do and used every loophole in the book with MLS to maximize what he has available to him. And I just don't think, especially after the signing of Nico Hassler, that there was much out there available that would have been a real significant upgrade for this team.
Did anybody do any bit of business that particularly impressed you? I mean, I know obviously Carlos Vela is Los Angeles FC is not yet active, and I know they signed him. But did anybody really improve themselves during the signing period, do you think?
Well, there was a couple of interesting moves. Christian Nemeth went over to New England. He's coming back to the league after, you know, he was a star with Sporting Kansas City a couple of years ago, went and moved over to Europe and was unsuccessful. He's coming back but is now with New England. That's an interesting one for a team that's probably more talented than their record shows in the Eastern Conference. But I really think Seattle, you know, who's really turned their season around after another slow start, they've picked it up here in the second half, kind of just like last year. And they added some nice, you know, not flashy pieces, but quality pieces in the MLS world that you could see them being once again a player out of the Western Conferences. TFC is the favorite in the East.
So what do we need to keep an eye on with Portland Timbers coming into town?
Diego Valeri. ESPN did their rankings, top 10 players in MLS last week. They listed Valeri as number 3 behind David Villa and Sebastian Giovinco. He is an incredible player, scores highlight reel goals, is a bit of that number 10 that's going to, work his way in between the lines and really either provide the assist for Fernando Addy, who is their star striker, or he's going to score one from long range or via a free kick. He is a fantastic player and one that's going to be a joy to watch and really tough to defend.
Now, we do know that Liam Ridgewell, the Timbers captain, has been listed as, was listed, I should say, as questionable. Same thing, Darren Maddox, that we saw in the Gold Cup. Any updates on those two, and how significant would those losses be for Portland?
They'd be pretty significant. I know Fernando Addy was dealing with a cramp as well earlier in the week, so he's been listed as questionable. That's going to take away a lot of their firepower. For Ridgewell, I think he hasn't played much of this season, and they've done all right for the most part. So I think that's one of those things where they'll be okay, but their best team is with Liam Ridgewell in it, obviously. And I think Fernando Addy, if he's unable to go, that really stalls the offense that Portland is kind of known for as one of the juggernauts offensively in the Western Conference.